Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome here to me, Mike Davis, on this lovely, we'll say sunny afternoon here in the UK. It's 8 p.m. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live here in Blog Talk Radio, live in Mike Spirit FM, live in Spreaker, live in GH Talk Radio. We're live in as many ways as we possibly can. You're more than welcome to call into the show. The numbers you need to dial in, it's 760-283-4611. That is if you are in the USA. If you are outside the USA, the number you need to dial is 001-760-283-4611. Or you can call on Skype for free. All you need to do is to go to Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And that's where you'll find the show page. And right at the top of that show page there, you will see the Skype button. Just press that. And if you have Skype already installed into your computer, then it's free for you to call into the show and to have a reading with myself and my guest. And let me introduce my guest to you with no, without any further ado. It's a good friend of mine. It's a gentleman that's no stranger to Mike Spirit FM. It's Michael Green. Hi, Michael. Are you there with us?
Good evening, Mike.
How are you doing there?
I'm fine, thanks, mate. How are you?
Well, I'm very well. Thank you very much, Michael. You know, we've been very busy here in Studio One because we've actually moved studios.
All right. Oh, that's a bit of a challenge.
You know, for me and Kerry, it was a bit of a challenge because you couldn't get the kids to do anything, as usual. You know, changed the whole studio around. We got all new desks here in Studio One. We've got everything all new. So it's nice.
You're earning too much money, Mike.
Well, it's nothing to do with earning too much money. You know, I wish I was earning too much money because I wouldn't be just moving studio. We'd be moving premises as well. That would be the top priority, I think, as well, you know, definitely. But certainly moving the rooms around in Studio One, it's been a bit of a challenge. And it's been quite exciting, really, because, you know, we've got some new ideas, and we like ideas. In Mike Spirit FM, we do.
I'll agree on that.
It's good to have ideas. Now, whether they come to fruition or not, is another story, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Now, so, Mike, do you want to tell everybody who you are?
Hi, folks. Hi, listeners. My name's Mick Paul Green. I'm 36. I live in Tipton in the West Midlands. I've been doing spirit communication now for roughly 7 or 8 years. I won't tell you how I started because it's quite a long story, but it was due to a tragic death which started me off into it all, even though I knew the gift I had from a very early age. But when you're young, you can't really tell your parents, oh, hang on, I can see spirit, I can communicate with spirit. They'd just laugh at you, they'd lock you up probably in the little room. But it's just something what I was told to do by a medium. He says, you've already got the gift. Good church, which I did, and then joined the open circles. Then I transferred from one church to another church because I thought that the first church was holding me back a bit. And so I did, joined up, carried on with it. And then one day, Mike, I know that I heard my guide when he turned around, he says, you can go solo, you can do it. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Just go for it. And Mike, I've got to tell the truth. I've never looked back. Yes, I have my good days. I have my bad days like every other medium does in this world. You don't know who you are, but I still enjoy it. It's a thrill. It's an energy rush. And it's nice to know when you give a person a reading, and yes, some of them will cry from the information that you give them, but they're not sad tears, they're happy tears. And when they also smile, and you see that smile on their face, you know that you've done your job properly.
Yeah, most.
You know what I mean? It's just, I find it really satisfying. I find it very relaxing as well sometimes. So, but obviously they can find me on Facebook as well, underneath Mick Paul Green, as a few of them already probably know. But yeah, that it's just something that I've always enjoyed doing. I'm glad I started into it, and I'll carry on with it now till the day I die.
How long, Michael, has it been now since you started? Because I know that we met maybe 3 years ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah, we met at was it the Pararex auditions in Birmingham. I was a little bloke that was sitting up the corner with the legs trembling, hands shaking.
I was another little bloke sat on the sofa there, wasn't I?
Yeah, you certainly was. Well, Mike, we had that weird connection because we both were starving. We both were when we were going to get called up. And we both went to the same chip shop.
It's only because I made you take me in the car, see, Mike, that we went to the same chip shop. Acted off from there, didn't we? You know, we've been acting and, you know, having regular contact, if you like, from there. When I was on the other network, that was doing a radio show on a different network. I know that you've been a great fan of the show. You know, and it's, you know, to me, it's pleasing to know that we're able to touch so many people through the internet, if you like, through the radio, through the platform of radio, that we're able to touch people's lives. Because, you know, I mean, you know the reason, Michael, that, you know, that I built this network for people like my mum, who is a wheelchair user and can't get out to a Spurs church or to certain places where mediums are, because obviously of the access problems. And I thought, well, what better thing can I do than to do an on a radio show, even though that I've been involved with radio. And actually, I'll tell you a little story here, Michael. It's quite funny, actually, because where we've been moving the studio around and changing rooms around, I found an old, and you might remember these tapes. Do you remember tapes, Michael?
Of course I do. Yeah.
I found an old tape, and I said to Kelly, if I had a tape player, I would play this. Look at this. And I showed it to Kelly, and she said, what's that? It's an interview that I'd done with Red Dragon Radio back in the year 2000. That's 13 years ago. And, you know, I'm itching to listen to that interview I'd done with Red Dragon Radio, which is now called Capital FM. So, you know, I was, you know, I've done quite a lot in Capital FM. You know, I've been into the studio quite a few times. I've done live investigations with the presenters of Capital FM, which was quite funny. You know, I'm not going to go into that now, but it was quite funny. So, you know, I've always been involved within the radio field, if you like. But to build this network, it's pleased me. And, you know, even though that there's been people come and people gone, but, you know, it's all for the benefit of everyone else, isn't it? It's all for the benefit of helping other people. And I believe that's what we can certainly do here in Maxborough FM, is helping people like yourself, because I know that you've kind of struggled through the years. The way you're working. And, you know, I know that you've had a few knockbacks. And, you know, so has the best of us. Even I've had knockbacks, you know. In fact, I think I've had more knockbacks than push it forwards, to be honest with you, know, and that's because whether it be ego, whether it be whether it's just somebody's mind, I don't know. But the main thing of it is that it pushes us and escalates us forward. And I think, I know that somebody's just put in our chat room, I know who it is, and no backstabbing, yes, that's right. you know, it's been a very exciting journey. And, you know, you can read all about my story, how I become involved in Spiritism, Michael, this month, by going to your local news agents.
Fate and Fortune.
Fate and Fortune. Well, actually, it's Take a Break, Fate and Fortune. Have you seen that, Michael? Have you purchased a copy of that yet?
Not yet. I'll be honest with you. I haven't. Not yet. Because half the time, I don't even go news agents half the time, if I can help it.
Well,
very
well,
good.
Well, I do suggest that you go and buy a copy of that, because there is some nice pictures in there. And there's a picture of me there when I was 17. And, you know, I don't know if I've changed much, actually, from 17 to 37. Over 20 years ago. Have I changed much?
I can't comment on that. I have seen it on Facebook. I've seen a clip. you just got a few more grey hairs.
grey hairs, you know, because there's a...
But as in face features, Mike, no, I wouldn't say you've changed much at all, no.
Well, you know, maybe put a bit of weight on. Let's just leave it at that.
I was being polite.
Well, I thought so. So you've been doing this a few years. As I said, you've had a few knockbacks within this. But why, you know, the point I'm trying to make here, Michael, because, you know, for the benefit of the listeners, and I suppose that lots of us have knockbacks through whatever walk of life that we choose to walk. But what has it done for you? Has it made you more eager to do it?
No, it didn't make me more eager to do it, Mike. It just made me a better person in myself. Because I actually rose above them people what have actually knocked me back. Yes, it did knock me back a long way at first. And then I stood there and I thought, hang on. Come on, Mike. You can do this. You ain't got to worry about them. We'll keep knocking you back. Rise above them. You're a better person. Take no notice. And do what you believe in. And that's why I've looked at it, Mike.
That's all you can do, isn't it? You know, and as I said, you know, through the years, it is about 21 years now for me doing this, you know, because I was 17, as you know, when I first started doing it. It's only through the knockbacks and the setbacks that kind of pushes us forward. And we think, you know, I know what I'm capable of. I know what I can do. I know what I can't do. And, you know, God willing and spirit willing, let's say, that it will always be that way, you know. And I hope that it all goes from strength to strength. And the same with you, you know, because I've seen you grow through times of where, you know, being that nervous little boy, as you say, sitting in the corner, to holding an audience yourself.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's surprising how far that you come, isn't it? It really is.
It's shocked myself, Mike. I mean, don't get me wrong. When I either go up on platform in church or whether I'm on a platform in front of, like, I don't know, 100, 200 people, you can see my legs shaking. I get absolutely petrified. I'm nervous. Yes, I also drink a lot of water. I don't know why on stage, but I drink a hell of a lot of water. But once I get my first one or two readings out of the way, then I settle into my stride and my nerves come back to normal. My body feels normal. You know, it's like I can actually feel the blood rushing around my body as I'm like doing the first one or two. And then I'll just settle down and I'll just get on with it. And oh, I don't know. It's, Mike put it this way. If you'd seen me when I got married, my wife thought I was going to collapse. I was shaking that much. It's just my nerves overtake me. But once I can get it up in my head, saying, look, basically, come on, calm yourself down. I'm okay. But I just love it. I couldn't wish for a better gift, Mike. I mean, as yourself being a medium, you know, working with spirit, yes, they can irritate you sometimes when they won't leave you alone and they want to get a certain message through to a certain person. But I've learned to live with it now, and it don't matter what I'm doing. I mean, I've had them come to me when I'm in the bath. Of all places, the bath. You know what I mean? You're lying there. Well, I mean, birthday suit, come on, hop it. You know what I mean? I'll try and be very polite to them, but they still keep coming forward and forward. They want to say something to me. So I have to get out of the bath, I have to get dry, get dressed, come downstairs, and then go on the laptop, whether it's on Facebook or on Skype, wherever, and find out who this person is. And it's happened so many times now, Mike. It's just part of the job.
let me just give you one bit of advice here, Michael. It'll never change. It'll always
very
be
true.
That. The nerves. Yep. I mean, don't get me wrong. You learn to control that. You really do. You know, I've learned to, and I've had to learn to control. You know, because you know my. I'm not saying you know my lifestyle, but you know my kind of life. You know, as you know, I still work full time. So yep. I come home from work. It's literally in through the door, shower, dress, and gone. You know, and that's the way yep. my life is. So I don't have time to sit there and think about what is going to happen. You know, I drive to the venue, I get there, then I think, oh, my God, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know, then is when the nerves set in, you know. But as soon as I stand there, as soon as my first connection comes in, I'm fine. You know, off I go and, you know, do what I'm meant to do for the spirit world. Because that way, it's the way that I learn to control it, you know, not let it control me. And, you know, that's one thing we should always be. Is be the captain of our ship, for a want of a better word, because we are in control of what goes on. And, you know, I love my work for the spirit world. Always have, and I suppose I always will.
Mm-hmm.
There for yourself. I want to give a big shout-out to everyone there in the chat room. I know that we have one of our hosts called Conversations with Spirit, and I think this is our friend Matthew, all the way from Australia. So, Matthew.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Matthew. How are you doing? And I know Matthew wants to speak to me after the show. Maybe he could come on. Wouldn't that be good if Matthew James could come on to the show with us?
Yeah, more than merrier.
Of course.
More than merrier, Mike.
So let's
have someone from Australia who's so many hours ahead. Brilliant, superb.
Well, you know, it's
be up.
It's early hours in the morning, so you need to be... And you need to be gentle with Matthew. If he comes in, I mean, Matthew knows how to get in. And, you know, I don't need to explain to him because, you know, Matthew has a show right here on Mike's World FM every Monday. And UK times is at 9 p.m. UK time. He also has a show on a Wednesday, UK time. And that's 11 a.m. On a Wednesday. So, you know, there's plenty of ways that you can listen to Matthew James. And Matthew, come on and come and join us. Why not? Let's make this a bit of a, as Matthew would call it, a round table. So, come on, Matthew, if you're there, call in and you can join us. I know that you're there in our chat room. Maybe you might type in the chat room. You never know. You might type hi. It could be Chris, mine, because Chris, his wife. Chris is... could be up and she could be listening to the show. So I don't know. Matthew, if you're there, call in, mate, come and join us. But if not, that's fine. Now, I know before that we started the show, Michael, we did have a few minutes to have a chat, fortunately, didn't we?
We did, mate. Yes, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, right. Yes, of course. I was going to say something totally different to that, but I wouldn't now. I am only joking, as you know. No, I know that we had a few minutes to have a chat, and you know, I know that you asked me to choose some music tonight. And do you want to give us the reason why you asked me to choose some music and for what?
Yeah, number one, I'm a very big fan. One of the army, because I think what the UK soldiers do, and the soldiers what do for their countries, and the soldiers that work together in abroad other countries. The ones that lose lives. But I'm also a very big fan of three males, what I call the soldiers, who are singers. But I asked Mike if we could play a song by one of them in memory of the young soldier that was brutally murdered in Woolwich in London this week. He was only 25 years old. He's a dad of a two-year-old boy, married to a lovely lady. And I watched him on telly, yes, I watched a clip, and yes, women, I seen women typing on the internet, on Facebook, they was crying, so was I. It's something what's very close to my heart. I absolutely adore the army, and I think they have to put up with a lot, and now they can't even go out without being attacked. But I'd just like to have a song played in memory of the poor young soldier, and to all our soldiers what have lost their lives, and the soldiers what have still working out abroad in Afghanistan, etc. And I mean, just for him to stay safe and come back home soon, hopefully. You know what I mean?
I hope, Michael, that the songs that we have chosen, because we've chosen a few songs tonight, because, you know, it is something that's close to my heart, you know, because I think of all the soldiers, not just in Afghanistan, not just this poor soldier that was off duty that got brutally murdered the other day, but every soldier out there, you know, whether that we are within their families or whether they're not in our families, it doesn't matter. You know, for me, let's bring peace. Let's bring end to the war, as far as I'm concerned. So I hope that, and ideally hope, that the songs that's been chosen tonight, and as I say, there is probably two or three of the songs are in dedication to all men and women that's involved with the war, previous wars. I hope that these songs will do them justice. So let's just press this button and enjoy. Well, that was Heaven Needs a Hero. Mike, do you think that was justifiable?
Definitely, mate. That was such a lovely song. I actually sat here with my head up against the wall, my eyes closed, and just listened to the words. The words are just magnificent. It's just beautiful. The way it's been sang, the meaning of it, everything. Just beautiful.
Most definitely. Well, you know, I know that I got a few more lined up. So, you know, we'll play some more in a little bit time. So should we go to the phone line, Mike, and start taking some callers? So let's go to Suzanne. Suzanne, you there with us?
I am. How you doing, Mike?
Doing very well, Suzanne. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Florida.
From Florida, South Florida. I bet the weather's gorgeous there, isn't it?
It is. It's really beautiful now. It's very warm. Mid-80s. No humidity. Beautiful.
Oh, you're making me really, really jealous. You really are. Because, you know, I will go back to Florida towards the ending of the year, me and Kerry, on another wonderful little tour there with just off, and I'm going to try and say without laughing, Okeechukee Boulevard Road, street,
uh-huh.
Rather.
That's that over the palm.
That's it, West Palm Beach. You got it in one. So, yes, we will be there. I think it's around the October time. I think, Kerry, isn't it around the October? Yes, around the October time. You know, the dates are going to be finalized yet. But
that's around my birthday.
It's around your birthday?
October 9th is my birthday.
Well, perfect. Never know. You might see us there around your birthday. You never know.
That would be great.
Well, it would be. It would be great. What was the reason that you called in for, Suzanne?
I really just wanted to get a reading. Everything's been going very nicely in my life, and I just, you know, wanted to hear from maybe my loved ones.
Okay, no problem. Well, we got a guest here with me this evening, which is another Michael. So, you know, it's going to get a little bit confusing. Two mics. to Michael. I know that my guest Michael would prefer to be called Mick. So we'll invite Mick in. Mick, do you want to pick up on this caller here?
Hi, you, Suzanne.
Hi, Mick.
How are you? I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Oh, that's brilliant. Right, as I've been listening to your voice as you've been talking to Mike, I know that I've been trying to link in with a beautiful energy. Now, to me, this lady, or I do want to say lady, is from your mother's side, so I say the mother, or mom's mom, or mom's sister, but I know she's linked to your mom's side. I know that this lady, she feels either late 50s or early 60s when this lady would have passed into the world of spirit. But when she was here, she would have been a bundle of joy, because she makes me feel very happy, she makes me feel very relaxed.
Yeah.
She's very enthusiastic. She's not very tall, though. Do you understand this lady, my love?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe you're talking about my grandmother. But she died when she was around 67.
Right, that's fine. I understand that. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Right, my love. What's she showing me? Suzanne, do you understand someone that has either recently or over the past few weeks or the past few months been in trouble with the police?
Somebody who passed that was in trouble?
No. Do you understand someone that's here now that has recently been in trouble with the law?
No. I can't think of anybody.
Now, it might not be directly related to you. It could be a friend of a friend. But I know that she's indicating to me that there's somebody, very recently, she's trying to slap handcuffs on my wrists. So I know that somebody has been in trouble with the law very recently.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, there's something about I don't know whether has somebody got to appear in court, or is there a court proceeding coming up around either yourself or someone around you?
No, not that I know. Unless, you know, it, there is, but I don't know about it.
Right.
I don't know. Can't think right now about
it. She's shown me a black folder, and now she's unzipped this black folder. I'm seeing a load of paperwork. Now, to me, that would... It means to me something like being in court or something's got to go through court. What? Do you understand? Oh, hang on. Do you understand somebody that is getting divorced?
What?
Somebody who has separated from a partner?
No, I don't.
Well, I do apologize about this. It's just what she's showing me. Right. Okay, hang on. Right. Okay, let's see what else I can work with her. Right. What's she going to bring in for me now? Right. Okay, I'm also feeling the energy of a male in spirit as well. Now, this male, he's got quite broad, he's quite, I don't want to say pleasantly plump, but he's got really big, broad shoulders.
Okay.
He's got quite short hair as well. Again, to me, he doesn't feel that old when this man would have passed his spirit, but I do feel like a sudden passing. Now, to me, the way he's indicated, it's something to do with his heart or his chest, there's something wrong, and it's a sudden passing, it's very quick. Do you understand this man at all?
Well, would it be a recent passing?
I don't know, Suzanne, I can't say yes or no to that. All I know is that he's passed the world of spirit, and to me, I'll get a very quick passing.
Okay.
Right, because it's the way he's doing it on my chest.
Right.
1 minute my heart's beating, the next minute it's flatline, it's gone. So to me, there was no time for resuscitation. There was nothing that could be done for this male.
Right.
Right. But I've got to say, this male would have also, the way he wants to, even to me, lower my voice. So I've got to say, he would have been like heavy voice. Do you understand that?
A deep voice?
Yes.
Yeah, deep voice, yeah.
Right, okay. He keeps showing me a name that indicates with the letter A. With the letter A. Do you understand that, my love?
The letter I?
No, the letter A. It's something like Alan or Adam. He's indicating a name to me.
Oh, A.
Yes, the letter A.
A, okay. I don't know any, but A.
There's definitely an A name for me. Can you also understand the name of, is it Annie? Annie or Annette or something like that?
Nanette.
You can type that name.
Nanette, with an N. I have a friend, Nanette.
Right, so the way that... Oh, sorry, I do apologize about this. I just got moved out of the way. To me, the way she's giving me, it sounded like it started with an A, you see. It could just be I'm getting the wrong interpretation of it as well. Yeah. Right, okay. The month of September is very significant as well, my love.
Okay.
The month of September. I want to go around by the 13th. Remember the 13th of September, it's either a celebration, anniversary, or of a passing. You understand that?
There might be a passing.
It's either a birthday, a celebration, or an anniversary in September.
In September, no.
Right. You might have to ask either through your family or friends for that. Right. Who's got the name of Tommy or Tom? Or Thomas.
I know a Thomas. He's a hairdresser.
Right, okay. Is he a youngish male?
Yes.
Right. Do you know if this male is going through a bad time at the moment, please? A bit of a rough time?
I don't know. I don't think so. He just had a baby. Everything seems to be okay.
Right. I don't know. I'm getting a bit of a rough time around Tom. Okay.
Well, let me ask you about Nanette. Did you get anything about Nanette?
It's just, they give me that name. It's, masturbate, a resemblance of a name in, well, not resemblance, sorry, a remembrance of a name. But this is the way they work with me. Sometimes they'll give me names, they'll try and give me dates and the months and et cetera. Right.
Did you say there would be a passing in September?
To me, no. It's either a birthday, a celebration, or an anniversary of a passing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But to me,
I don't know when September.
Right. Yeah. I've got to give you. Such it seems. I know we've got two Michaels on the show. There's myself and Mike. Can you also take the name of Mikey, please?
Mikey?
Mikey.
No.
Wait.
Oh, you know what? You have to forgive me. I know a Mike, of course. Of course
right.
I do.
Again, is this another young lad, please?
Yes, it is.
Right. Because I'm getting issues around this lad. I don't know what type of issues I'm getting with him. Right. I don't know whether he's asthmatic. He's what they're putting onto my chest. So I don't know whether he has a bit of breathing problems every now and then. So to me, that would indicate like asthmatic.
I don't know.
Who's having sinus problems as well, please, Suzanne?
Sinus problems.
Somebody suffering with sinus problems with the nose is what they're showing me. Because Spirit World are rubbing the top of my nose, so I know that they're trying to indicate to me someone's got, like, sinus problems.
It might be me. I might have sinuses right now. I don't know.
I've got to give you the name as well, Suzanne. What sounds like it's either Stephen or Stephen. It's S-T-E-P-H. I think it's E-N or A-N. Is what they're spelling there for me, yeah?
Again, I don't know any... It's Mike, that hit me right away. But Stephen? Stephen. That's how you're spelling it. Stephen?
Right. You see the Stephen spelled that way, or it's Stephen, which is spelled that almost the same way as well. Right.
Yeah.
Who's the lady that had problems again with the heart, please, love?
A woman with a heart problem?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, because I'm thinking about how people died, and the women in my family, no, they didn't die from that.
Right. Now,
this
isn't a person that's crossed over, Suzanne. This is somebody that's here. Somebody who's got problems with the chest, the heart. It's a regular heartbeat, I'm getting.
Irregular heartbeat? Somebody who's living?
Yes.
I don't know.
Right. Okay. Mike, can you get anything at all?
Yeah, Mike, but obviously today's show, it's you do one, I do one. But Susan, yeah, I will pick up there with you because I know I am aware of a lady here with us that's joined us from the spirit world. I believe that this lady would link to your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us. I do believe that this lady, when she passed, was very sudden. I believe this is like mum. Your mum's love, she comes through. Do you understand of a lady like this there for me, Susan?
Well, her mum, I mean, she died from cancer. It was like an ongoing illness, so
okay.
That's what's confusing me. It was like a sudden passing.
Okay, but when she went, it was quite sudden in the end. Because I know I'm aware that I was here in this life for a minute, and then I just slipped home to the spirit world, okay? Because I know that that's the way she makes me feel. Would I be right in saying to you that she would have lost a little bit of weight as well before she passed? Is that right?
Probably, yeah, because I hadn't seen her. She lives in Florida and I was in New York, so I wasn't with her. I hadn't seen her.
Okay, because I know I'm aware of this weight loss with her, and I know that I'm seeing this within her face. And I know that she makes me aware that she's so close around your vibration at the moment. She makes me feel as if I want to be like a part of a celebration at the minute. Would you understand that there's a celebration that's around you, Suzanne, at the moment?
Yes, there is a big celebration, yes.
Because she makes her way of this celebration, and she says to me, you know, that she wouldn't miss it for the world. And I believe as she comes around your life, I wouldn't miss it for the world. because I know that's what she's coming to say there to me. Now, I know as well that she comes around my vibration and she talks to me here about that she's been in your life. She's seen some difficulties within your life at the moment. Do you understand there's been some difficulties around your vibration there?
Yes, yes.
It, because she talks to me about struggling with things and struggling to overcome certain obstacles in your life at the moment. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know that she makes you aware of, you know, struggling to overcome certain obstacles. And she says here to me, you know, no matter what, keep your faith strong and you'll be able to achieve whatever you set out to achieve. Okay. So in other words, what she's telling me there, stop being so disappointed in yourself. Stop blaming yourself because you can achieve what you set out to do only if you put your mind to it. Do you understand of that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
See, yes. I know that she talks to me here about this feeling of exhaustedness, and that's why I feel I want to sit, you know, be with you. Do you understand that you've been exhausted of late for some reason?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See, because again, see, as the spirit world links around us, that I'm aware of the healing vibration, I'm aware of the upliftment that's coming into us. Know that this lady is coming to your vibration there to bring some upliftment and some healing there, okay? Susan, I'm going to leave that with you, okay? Remember all the things that... Sorry?
Oh, no. I said thank you.
Sorry. Now, just remember all the things that Mick said to you there. And remember, you can always download a copy of that in the archives of Spirit FM and listen back to it, because I know sometimes it's difficult to... Good. Okay, because it is difficult sometimes to...
Thank you, Mick. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Mike.
No
thank
problem at all.
Soon. Bye-bye.
No problem. Thank you very much for calling. Bye now. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay there. Mick, so... okay, well, I'll take the next caller now, Mick. So you put your feet up there for 5 minutes and...
Right.
Enjoy.
Okie doke.
Okay, so let's go back to the phone lines and let's go to Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Barbara. And yourself?
I'm good. Thank you.
It's good. Barbara, can I ask you where you're calling from there?
Arizona.
Arizona, perfect. Now, I've got a friend that lives in Arizona, and that's a lady called Elizabeth Rose. Do you know Elizabeth?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
That's okay. Well, I know I've got a wonderful friend in Arizona. What was the reason that you called up for there, Barbara?
I wanted to see what you came up with the spirit world and see who comes through for reading.
Okay, because, well, as I'm making a connection here with yourself to the spirit world, okay, I know I've got a gentleman that links you with me, a gentleman that makes you feel that he would connect toward your dad's side of your family there, Barbara, as he makes a link here with me.
Okay.
I know that he makes you aware that when he passed, you know, it wasn't expected for him to go as quick as he did or when he did, because I'm aware that, you know, that he feels he should have been in this life a little longer. Almost as if I want to say to you that he kind of wants you to say that he had things to do or he needed to finish things off before he passed. So I know that he was in the middle of doing things or he had projects on the go before he passed on to the spirit world, there, bless him. I know that he makes me aware that as he connects there with you, that he's quite a nicely built man in the build of his body there. But I know that he would have complained and suffered of his chest for quite some time there before he passed on to the spirit world. Do you understand of who I have here with me?
That sounds like my dad.
Okay, perfect. Now, would I be right in saying to you there with your dad, if this is your dad, that he has been there for quite some time now, is that right?
Yes, it'll be 17 years next month.
Perfect, okay. Because I know I've got this gentleman, your dad, that thinks around me. And I know as your dad comes forward there from the spirit world, he says to me that that you are in need of a bit of his strength at the moment. Would you understand that you are looking for a bit of guidance, a little bit of strength in your life at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Because I know that's what he has come to say there, about coming there to give you some strength and some guidance. Now, he says to me that you're trying, or someone's been trying to turn the tables on you. Now, what I mean by that is that, you know, there must be a situation where you feel that somebody's trying to put the blame upon yourself at the minute. Do you understand of this?
Somewhat.
Okay. Because it's like, you know, the words he says to me is like, somebody's been trying to turn the tables on you. So where somebody may have done something and they and the blame for that, or but the tables have been turned for some reason, he tells me, okay? But what he says to me, just the kind of person that takes on board everything that you do. You understand this?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And he says to me, see, where you're taking everything on board, it's kind of getting you down now a little. And I know that it's getting you down there, Barbara. And I want to say that your dad is around you to try and uplift you, trying to make your vibration a bit stronger and a bit more vibrant. Why does he talk to me about lots of changes that's going on within your life? Would you understand that there's some changes going on in your life at the moment?
Yeah, there are.
Okay. And he talks to me here about some of these changes maybe that you're asking, are these the right things, or is this the right change to do at this moment in time in your life? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, now, I would never say to you yes or no, you know, it's the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do. But, you know, what he tells me is, you know, to follow your inner feeling, follow your gut feeling there, because that's where the spirit world inspires you. So I know, even as we speak, that your dad is trying to inspire you there from the spirit world, trying to give you guidance in what's the right or what's the wrong pathway that we're on there at the minute there. Now, he certainly tells me there's been like a little diversion in your pathway of late. So would I be right in saying to you that you're finding that your road is kind of split into two at the minute?
Yes.
Okay. See, and I know of where your pathway is divided into two parts. One is something new, it's coming into your life. And the other one that you're on at the minute, it's like, you know, it's a long road. You've walked this road many times, but this new thing is inviting, isn't it? It's appealing to your character-wise, because it's something new, it's excitement. And I know that that's what he makes me aware of, the new excitement within your life at the moment. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay,
that's
so I know.
A confirmation from me.
Perfect. I mean, so long as you understand that, I don't know. I'm just the in-between person here. I'm just the messenger. And
you're
you know,
doing great.
You know, I know that it makes no sense at all to me. What it should do is make absolutely sense to you from your dad there in the spirit world. He says to me, you know, it's time to bring these barriers down. And what I mean by that, or what he makes me feel by that is, you know, barriers for yourself towards the spirit world. Would you understand why I would say there to you that there may be a few barriers that you put up to the spirit world?
Yes.
Self, is that right? Because he says to me, it's time to bring these barriers down, time to knock these walls down that you've built around yourself. Because I know that back a little while ago, I don't know how far I'm going back, mind, but back a little while ago, you kind of built these barriers up because it was like you didn't want to know or things were coming too quick or too clearly. But now it's time to start bringing these barriers down one by one. So, as I said, what I mean by that is your awareness of the spirit world. A little while ago, your awareness started to grow, but you put the barriers up. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, and
he's making complete sense.
There we are. Because he says there to me about bringing these barriers down and allowing the spirit world to come that bit closer there to you. So that you can actually feel. Now, I know that lots of mediums talk about love, the love that they feel from the spirit world, so that you are able to feel your dad's love and lots of love there from the spirit world, because that's what they want to come through for and give you lots of upliftment, encouragement, lots of energy and lots of love. Because I know that your dad was so caring in this life that he always had time for us. He always had time to sit there, listen to us and give us the guidance. And you know, I even believe that when your dad was with us in this life, if you were on the wrong pathway, he would never shout or scream about it, but just gently pull you back and place you where you need to be. Okay, because that's where he would place you to where you would need to be. And, you know, that's just his character, is that he was a deep, caring kind of a man there, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. They say only great things about him.
Perfect. You know, he says to me, you don't get many of these around today, or many men like me around today. So I know that your dad, bless his heart, is kind of one in a million, okay? Because he says to me, the way he certainly had his way of dealing with people. And, you know, he even, for some reason, he talks to me about people's attitudes. You know, if you had a bad attitude, your dad would be able to knock that out of you a little and replace it with, or replenish it with a better outlook upon life. So I know that your dad was that kind of a man, that he would always kind of turn things around of when he was you. Because I know that's
Absolutely. What he
says to me about he enjoyed his little drink. Now, he pours a little glass of something there. I don't know whether it's like whiskey or something, but would you understand that he would like just a little bit every now and again?
Yeah, he liked his beer.
Because he says just a little bit every now and again. I know that
you enjoy
that. So again, a lovely bit of confirmation there for yourself there, Barbara, knowing that your dad is so close to you there in the spirit world, connecting there to you, okay? He just wants me
Thank
to wish
you.
You know, he would always... Did he used to wear this cap? Because he wants to just tip a cap there to you, just to ignore... So did he used to do that when he was here with us?
Yeah, so he was a police officer.
Ah, right, okay. So, you know, as he tips his cap, it's just enough to say, I've had my say, I've said my piece. And that's why he makes me aware to say that. You know that your dad is with us. Know that he's around your life and he will do his utmost best. Barbara, I'm going to leave that there with you because I know we've got lots of callers on. I'm going to say thank you very much for calling in. And please remember,
download
that in the archive. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Barbara. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, that's the wonderful Barbara. Okay there, Mike. I'm going to play another song here. And again, I just hope that this one is justifiable as well for the reason that we are playing these songs. So again, sit back and enjoy.
Second chance, or a break that would make it okay.
Well, Mick, what can I say about that song? You know, if that hasn't brought a lump to your throat, nothing will.
It has, mate, and it's very touching. It's weird, Mike, when you can play certain songs and you can also feel the energy of another person step forward as you're playing this, as you've played that song. It sends shivers down my spine. It really has.
Well, you know, I think it does with lots of people. You know, I'm looking in the chat room and, you know, it's played, well, all I can say is, you know, it's a very touching song and a song that's very fitting within what's gone on here in the UK the last couple of days, really. So let's go back to the phone lines and let's go to Natasha and say, hi, Natasha, are you there with us?
I am. How are you, gentlemen?
Well, I'm doing very well, and I'm sure Mick is as well there, Mick, are you?
I am. Hi, Natasha.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely.
Can I ask you where you're calling from there?
You certainly can. I'm calling from Michigan.
From Michigan. You know what? Again, I have a great friend in Michigan as well.
You have friends all over the globe, don't you?
You know, I really do. But, you know, the friend I have from Michigan, it is our sister station. It's called GH Talk Radio, and that's broadcasted live from Michigan. So, great friend there in Michigan.
Wonderful. I was calling in today. I needed some clarity on a situation. My male friend and I had a ugly tear up on Monday, and it's been a long-term relationship, and I just wanted to get some clarity as to what you saw with this. Are we going separate ways, or is this a break, you know, for a little bit of time?
Okay, well, I'm going to hand this over to you, Mike, and leave you up on this call, and
okay.
Keep rolling your lines.
Yeah, sorry, because as Natasha was talking, I actually lost the link. My link went completely off, so I didn't hear everything what Natasha said. But as it went off, also my palms started itching. Hi, Natasha.
Hi.
Are you all right, my love?
No,
right.
My male friend and I, we had an ugly, irate argument on Monday,
right.
And we left in a little bit of a disconnected state, and I just wanted to see if you saw this long-term relationship coming back, or, you know, with some changes, or if we are going separate ways.
Let's give a link to the spirit world for you then, Natasha. As I said, I know that someone is trying to step forward, but they ain't trying. They are making the palm of my hand itch. Now, when that happens to me, that means two things. Number one, there is financial worries and woes around yourselves. But two, it's not to worry about it, that the money problem is going to be okay. So do you understand that there's also financial problems and situations around that, please?
Yes.
Right, okay. Now, this male, what steps forward? It's funny how Mike's played that song, that lovely song for all of us that listen in him. Because I do feel the presence, when that song was being played, of a young soldier. Now, to me, he's either 20s or touching very early 30s, that has crossed over into the spirit world whilst he would have been fighting out in another country, I don't know where. So do you understand a male spirit that's also in the spirit world for you, please, that you wouldn't know of?
I can't honestly say no, I don't.
Right. Don't worry about that. It's just that he was here. As that song was on, he was saluting. And to me, I know that he just wanted to say something. But if you can try and find out, Natasha, because I know that he's saying that he's left a daughter behind, right? I just want to quickly give you that. Right, let's get back to your problem. Right, okay. Right. Right. Now, your male partner, my love.
Yeah.
Would I be right in saying there is also a drink issue with this male, please?
Yeah.
Right, okay, so I'm being shown somebody drinking out of a bottle, not a glass, but out of a bottle, so I don't know whether it's like brandy, rum, or whiskey, but I know it's not a big, I'm not being shown a big bottle, it's like a half-sized bottle, so it's probably whiskey or something, I'm not sure, but you can understand that problem.
Yes.
Right. My love would have been right insane as well. I don't like doing this, but does he also drive after he's had a drink?
Yes.
Right, okay. Because I'm seeing, I'm not seeing a car, but I'm seeing, is it some type of Jeep or a Dodge Jeep or something?
Yes.
Right. And would this be the colour? I'm seeing a dark colour vehicle, my love. I'm not seeing a bright one. I'm seeing quite a dark one. I might be wrong on the colour. It's just what the spirit world show me. Can you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. Where does the big D name link in, my love? Like David or Dean or something like that? There's a big D name.
In his car?
Now, can you understand someone that links in with a big D name around this person?
Is it
like Dean or David or Darren?
No.
Right. To me, this is someone on his side of the family, what spirit are indicating to me.
Okay.
Right. Because I've got to say, I don't know if I'm right in saying this, but is this gentleman's family also got a lot of trouble? Or are they trouble?
I don't know enough to really comment. Observe things that, make sense to me, but I try not to judge.
It's just the way it's coming across in the spirit world for me. It's, if I was to put change down on the side, I wouldn't trust it. I wouldn't trust it being there. I'd have to put it back into my pocket. I don't like the feeling what I'm getting around his family. So whether they've got a history of actually causing trouble and unsettlement. Right. But I've got to say, there's someone that is also... someone has also come in between this relationship. Do you understand that, my love? So I'm getting somebody in the middle. That is causing... I don't know, but I'm getting someone that's causing friction.
Okay.
So whether they're actually influencing this male, your partner... whether they're putting ideas in his head, I'm not sure, but to me, I'm getting influencing him. Right. Natasha, do you also understand where I'm getting some type of change here? Because I know Spirit is saying there's one door closes, another one's opening for you.
Okay.
So I don't know whether there's been a new job opportunity on the horizon or there's one coming up. I'm being shown one close, one open.
Uh-huh. Okay. Right.
And who's the person with the little girl, please, that's here?
I have two daughters.
Right. Who's the youngest one?
They're twins, but...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh. I'll get the youngest one.
But...
So it's probably either seconds or minutes or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Because I'm getting with the youngest one. Why do I want to keep giggling with her? I feel like I need to giggle along with her. Do you understand that this girl, if she was to laugh, she'd make everyone laugh?
Yeah.
It's a catchable laugh is what I'm getting with the youngest one.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Absolute beautiful soul. They're not on about your other two, my love. I do apologise. It's just that what I have to give off what they're giving to me. Right. Do you also live near a park, my love?
I have a lot of walking area around me.
Right, so I'm seeing some type of walkway with or park or something quite near to you, what's all grassed.
Okay.
Right. Is there a street or something called Fifth Avenue or something like that near you?
No.
Well, I'm being told Fifth Avenue. I don't know why I'm being told Fifth Avenue for my love. Right. But I do believe this is also coming off a lady in the spirit world. Again, it's on a motherly link. You see, the mother or it's grandma, you see. But I don't want to say mother. I do want to say grandma at the moment. And the way she's making me feel, would I be right in saying that your nan also lived to a good age, my love?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Sorry, I do apologise.
That's okay.
Would I be right in saying that your nan would have lived on to a very good age?
A comfortable age, yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, so, because I'm seeing a lady that is quite aged, so I know she's had quite a good life, is what I want to say.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very hard working, but she's also a very understanding lady and a very easy lady to talk to as well.
Yes.
She would have listened to your problems. She would have advised you. Right, okay. So now that she's sending in a lot of love, and she's also sending a lot of healing for you as well, Natasha, if you understand that.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether you've also had a couple of health issues around yourself or something's wrong or you've been a bit unwell, but she's sending healing. But she wants to send healing to your legs. Have you had a problem with your legs?
I have not.
I'm getting like aches and pains going down towards my knees.
Oh.
Was you a very energetic person before you had the babies, please?
She was extremely energetic.
Now, was you energetic?
Yes.
Right. Has that energetic... I know you've had twins. I've got twins myself, so I do know how you feel on that. It's because when you have twins, you seem to lose all will. You lose all your independence. Everything's gone because you've got to put your time into your kids. So I've got to say that you're not going out as much, so you're probably not exercising as much. I think this is why she wants to send the healing down to your knees, my love.
I understand.
So whether she's worried about your knees just starting to seize up a bit, they're not getting the regular exercise what they used to.
That's
right.
True.
Can you understand someone that's also, please, got a nickname, what sounds like to me, the nickname of Tank? You see, the Hank or Tank, but I want to say Tank. It's a nickname for somebody.
No, I can't say that's coming to me.
Right. Watch out for this now. I do feel this. You are going to know this person. It's just a nickname for him. Right. I've got to give you the month of February and March, my love. February and March, very important.
Okay.
Right. And who had the eye issues, please? Problems with their eyes, especially the right eye? I feel I'm going quite blurred in my right eye, yeah.
I don't know right now.
Okay, I do feel this is something to do with one of the lady. Well, this lady that's passed over. To me, she had an issue with a right eye. Not a left eye is perfect. I can see absolutely clear as a whistle, but the right eye, I am quite blurred.
Okay.
So I know Well, she's saying it's a matter of opinion. So I've got to say this lady was also stubborn and would not have probably gone to the doctors. She wouldn't have wanted to waste the doctor's time. Do you understand that?
Okay. I was very young when she passed, so
right.
I may not have known those things about her.
Right. Who's got the K name, like Karen, please? Or Kerry or Karen? There's definitely a K name that she wants to quickly get through. It's just remembrance as a name.
I don't know.
Right. Can I very quickly give you the month of November as well, please, Natasha? November.
My birthday month.
Right. I don't know why, but I want to go around by the 11th. I might be wrong on the day, but it's just what they're showing me. They're showing me number 11, the circling. So to me, it's got to be around that time. But as long as you can take the month of November, I'm happy with that as well.
Okay.
Right. But I've got to say, there's a situation where she's saying, forgive and forget. Forgive and forget, my love.
Okay.
You understand that?
If it's pertaining to the situation
I don't know.
No?
I don't know. Well, I have got to say, who had the hospital visit lately, please? Very recently. Who's had the hospital visit?
I'm trying to think.
She's on about somebody with a hospital visit. So now we've got all the calls online. I know what's going to go on to the next one. Right, okay. What I'll do, Natasha, I'll leave it there. Because I know we've got all the calls. Thank you for letting me read you. Take the love from the spirit world as well. And I hope everything works out for you, my love.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Tasha, for calling. And remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike's FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Mike, it's time for you to put your feet up, and I'll take the next caller here. And I'm going to go to a Skype caller. And this is Skype name, I think, is Becca, I think. Hi, Becca, are you there with us? Hi, BBCA, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
I can take your name there, please.
Pardon?
Can I just take your name for a minute?
Dawn Ann.
What was it, sorry?
Dawn Ann.
Dawn Ann. Okay, Dawn Ann, it's a really bad line at the moment, but I will do my best here for you and try and work through it.
Okay.
What was the reason that you called in for the...
Yeah, there's a couple of reasons. Health issue and relationship.
Okay, I missed that. Health issues and what, sorry?
Relationship.
A relationship. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Ontario, Canada.
Canada. Okay, wonderful. Okay, then I'll do my very best here for you, Donan, to make a link to the spirit world, and we'll see where we go. Now, the first person I have here with me is a lady that draws closer to me from the spirit world. That's a very slight lady in her build. I believe that she was very slim in her build before she passes home to the spirit world.
Yes.
I know this lady makes me aware that when she passed, she suffered for quite some time. I am aware that there's a hospital connection with this lady, so I know that she would have either been either in and out of the hospital for a while before she passed, or she passed in the hospital, because I know that there's a connection there.
That would be my grandmother. We were really close.
Bless her heart. I know that that she makes me aware that as she comes close as well, not only she would have been in the hospital, but I believe it's like either like a stroke or something of that nature there, because I'm feeling very restricted in her body before she passes on to the spirit world. Do you understand who this is?
Yeah, that's my grandmother. She died in my arms.
Bless her heart, okay, because she steps close around me at the moment, and she wants me to say that as she's been around your life at the moment, now she sees this condition there with relationships and health and so on there. You know, if I situate at the moment that there's been some kind of test that's going on, I don't know whether it's with yourself, but there's been some tests going on there medically wise. Would you understand of this?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that there's lots of concerns to do with, like, is it best for me to carry on as I'm doing, or is it best for me to stop or wait until some kind of results come in? Because I'm aware of some kind of like concerns to do with these tests. Is that right?
Well, it has to do with my back and a bad surgery that I had, and I have a screw on a nerve, and it's causing a lot of pain and problems and numbing in my leg and pain on my upper back and problems with my bowels and my stomach.
Okay, so what I'm saying to you there is that affecting your life in the way of what you're doing, like whether it be like work condition or whether it's just the
everything, every day.
Because I know I'm aware that it's affecting, should I carry on what I'm doing, or should I try and change the way that I'm controlling my life? So you'd understand there's lots of changes that you're trying to adapt in your life to make this easier, until either it's sorted or until it's dealt with, because I'm aware that there's been lots of changes that's been going on in your life since this has happened. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I need the screw removed, like, right away. And I'm just afraid because the surgeon messed up my surgery. And
okay. See, that's exactly what your grandmother tells me, isn't it? Okay, that there's been tests that's been done, but you're having to adapt everything else in your life there, okay? Now, I'm being told you that, you know, you've had the option to have this other surgery to correct it. You've had the option to do it or not to do it. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
And would I be right in saying to you that you're concerned, as you said, you know, that you don't want him to mess it up again, but this is where you are at the moment. Shall I or shan't I? Is that right?
I know it needs to be removed, but I'm afraid to have surgery. That's the only thing.
Now, see, what your grandmother makes me aware of, that you know, it's no good trying to cope the way that you're coping at the moment, because I know that you're having so much difficulty with adjusting to or trying to adapt your life to it, okay? So the only option left is to have this screw removed there, okay? So whether that means another surgery, then that's what that means. But I know I want to say that to you, you know, that the quality of your life is absolutely not good at the moment. Is that right?
It's horrible.
Okay. See, that's exactly what the quality of life that you have at the moment is very limited to what you can and can't do. Now, let me talk to you about your other question there, about your relationship there, whether you are in one or not one. It makes a difference to me at the moment. But what she tells me to do with relationship, that, you know, you're finding it's a big strain. This is like a knock-on effect. Do you understand that it's caused a knock-on effect to do with your relationship? Is that right?
No, I don't know what that means.
What I mean by that is, because of your problem with the screw within your back, would I be right?
Okay.
It's causing a problem with relationship-wise. Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
See, because that's what she tells me. It's causing a knock-on effect to do with that. And I know I want to say that to you, that no matter what, she'll always be by the side of you. And you know, she'll always walk by the side of you. I believe that the moment that this screw is removed, your life will change there for you, for the better, okay? So relationship-wise, I believe that things can get back on track there for you. It will get back on track. But, you know, you have to put, how can I put it? You need that removed, full stop, okay? That's the only way I'm going to put it to you, okay? And that's exactly the way that this lady is saying it to me. You have to have it removed. Now,
do you see, like, at the correction surgery soon, or?
Most definitely, yes. I want to put it like a correction, okay? Because the reason of the surgery was, whatever you had it done for, whatever that screw was there for, it was done because it was needed, and it's done the world of good. But, obviously, the screw.
I'm having a hard.
One, so you're having a hard. Okay, can you hear me now?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Because I know I want to say that you, that the moment that has been done, really will be back.
Okay.
Okay. I want to stay strong, stay positive.
Uh huh.
Okay. The things are done correctly there for you. Okay, because she says to me that you do worry about lots of things. You are worried, if I put that there to you, without me being offended, you know that you do worry about everything that's going on in your life. Is that right?
Yeah, I do. I worry about, you know, if I get the surgery, if it will mess up things and it's worse, and because it's hard every day just to be a mom. And
you know, I can only sympathize with you, you know, because I know that, you know, of the pain that you're going through at the moment, because I am starting to feel that, okay? But, you know, as I said, I can only sympathize there with you. But I know the moment it's sorted, that your quality of life will change there for the better, okay? There is someone else that's making the appearance here, a gentleman, comes into my vibration. Now, this gentleman, I believe, that would link with this lady. I believe this may be your grandfather in the spirit world as he's with us. So do you understand your grandfather in the spirit world first?
Yes.
And would I be right to think you for your grandmum, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes, because I know that he makes me aware that he's been in the spirit world a little longer than your grandmum, okay? Now, he makes me aware that to say to you that, you know, he was a very strong, determined man when he was here with us in this physical life. Do you understand this? That he was a very strong...
Yeah.
Okay. I'm very determined. Whatever he had to say, out he would come, please or offend. Is that right?
Yeah.
And he tells me that sometimes you need to be a little more like this, okay? Because you're quite quiet. You know, if something is bothering you, you'll just, well, it'll be okay for now, and you just get on with things. Is that right?
Yeah.
And he tells me that you need to be a little bit more more vocal in what you need and what you want, okay? Instead of putting up with and I know that things will become that bit clearer there for you, okay? So, you know, even if it is to do with the surgery thing, you know, you don't have to put up with it. You don't have to, but you need to let them know exactly where it's affecting you, not just it's affecting you. You need to tell them exactly what, so they can pin where to it needs to be done, okay? Because I know that you are quite quiet there, and quite shy is the word I'm looking for. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, know that your grandmother and grandfather is around you. Know that they will do their utmost best to make sure that your life is more comfortable as you're going through this vibration, okay? I'm being told to tell you as well that you've come across photographs of them or something. Would you understand the photographs that they talk about?
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that there's been some tears when you come across the photographs. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
See, because I know that that's what they've come to tell me there, that, you know, that they are there with you. They haven't left you. They're always going to be around your life. Now, at the back of one of these photographs, would you understand if I said to you that there's writing at the back of the photograph? Would you understand of that?
Yeah. Yes.
And that's what made the tears come, because there's a nice little message there written on the back of the photograph. Is that right?
Yes.
See, because I know that your grandmother comes back in to tell me there that that was written with love. And I don't know if these are the words that's written down, but what I'm hearing is, "will always be with you." Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Because exactly what you tell.
It has to do with marriage. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
I know that's exactly what she tells me. "Will always be with you." Okay.
Okay.
Now I know that that they make me aware of why would I see to you that they're not approving, particularly your granddad, approving of, was he like, didn't like smoking or something then, or grandmother wouldn't have liked smoking? I know there's something to do with like smoking, and they didn't
My grandmother smoked and my grandfather didn't like it.
Ah, right. See, because, right, and now would I be right in saying when they was here with us in this life, that your grandfather would always made your grandmother aware, you know, that he doesn't like the smoking?
Yeah.
Ah, right, because it's like as if they, you know, as if the one is having a go at the other about the smoking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he kind of makes a joke of it at the moment and says to me, and says to your grandmother, "See, you can't smoke anymore, can you?" Okay,
yep.
So nothing to say there. No, I don't know why that he brings this to my awareness. Is it that you are smoking at the moment? Is that right?
Not right now.
Okay. Who's the one around you that's smoking and that your grandfather wouldn't approve of it?
I smoke, but I'm not smoking right now.
Sorry. Okay. Because he says to me about the smoking, okay, and he brings that to my awareness. So just know, I'm not saying that you mustn't smoke or you must smoke, it's none of my business, but your grandfather makes him aware of the smoking, and I don't approve of that. Okay, that's what he makes him. So again, see, that just demonstrates to you there about how close he really is there to you, isn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Why does he keep making my foot itch? My gosh, is that something that he suffered with? I've got you now, thank you.
No, that's me.
That's you, okay. But would you understand of the imbalance that your granddad would have had? Did he not take a fall or two towards the end of his life or something because his balance is all out of sort here?
He had brain cancer.
And would have that made him out of balance?
Yeah, but I'm out of balance because I can't feel my foot.
Right, okay. And that's the foot that keeps itching then, is it?
I can't feel it, no.
Okay. But he makes me aware I want to scratch my foot for some reason, and I know I'm aware of my balance is all out of sorts, okay? So if that all links with you, again, it's a lovely bit of way of him saying it to you that he understands of exactly what's going on in your life.
Okay.
Does that help you a little bit?
It helps me a lot.
Okay, perfect. Well, I want to say that you thank you very much for calling in. Remember,
you didn't have anything about relationship?
What I said about relationship, that it will sort itself out as soon as this problem with your back, with this screw, will be sorted. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it that you're either like not in a relationship at the moment because of its effect in your life at the moment? Is that right?
Yeah, but I have somebody that I've known since I was 7 years old, and I've loved him my whole life. And
okay, but there's nothing going on at the moment, is there?
No, he had a falling out.
See, because I know that as soon as this other problem is dealt with, then the relationship will come back then to around you, okay? Because primarily, the first things first, let's get you sorted, then the relationship will come when it needs to come, not right
does,
now. Okay?
Does my grandfather approve of him?
that's a question that I'm not going to answer, really, because when people go home into the spirit world, it's not about whether they approve of this or they don't approve of anything. What your grandfather tells me, so long as it makes you happy, then he is happy for you.
Okay?
I know that may sound like a bit of a trying to get out of something, far from the word. That's what your granddad tells me. If he makes you happy, then he will be happy there for you. Okay? So to answer your question, yes, he does approve of him, so long as he makes you happy.
Okay.
Okay. As I said, remember, please download a copy of that reading in the archives, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye night.
Okay, Mike, I think that we'll go to another song. Okay.
Okay.
Now, this is a song, obviously, we've done our two lovely dedication songs, so let's just say, sit back and enjoy this one.
Okie doke.
But you won't complain when all my thoughts go home.
Well, all I got to say there, Mike, that is a little bit of a different song from Shakira.
It is a good song. Can I just say, that song, Mike, it reminds me of you and Kez.
Me and Kerry?
Yeah. Because you're made for one another. You know what I mean? You're a fantastic couple. Great friends. And to be honest, I think that song just suits you pair wonderfully.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. That's really nice of you to say that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's certainly different from The Hips Don't Lie and the rest of the songs, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I was actually just nodding away and tapping my knee to the song and everything. But it is a good song. I do like Shakira, to be honest. She's a nice girl.
A fantastic voice. Well, nice girl. Well, she says, and she's been such a good girl, you know, so maybe there's something in there. Never know. Okay, let's go to the next caller, and we're going to go to area code 720. Hi, area code 720. Are you there with us?
Hi there. This is Jane. I'm calling from Colorado.
Hi, Jane from Colorado. Can I ask you what the reason was that you called in for?
Well, I was calling to find out if anyone from the other side could give me any advice about maybe my career or what direction I should be going in. I just shut down a business at the end of last year that was just not working. It had been going for quite a while, actually, but just because of the economy. So I'm kind of looking for something new and hopefully something more joyous.
Well, let me hand you over to Mike and see what he can do with you there. So, Mike, it's over to you.
Okay. Can I just catch your name again, please, my love?
It's Jane.
Jane, sorry. I do apologise. Right, Jane, as you've been saying that, I don't know what type of business you shut down, but I straight away, I felt the energy of a male. Now, the first thing he's told me to do is sit straight with my back's, you know what I mean? My back's got to be straight as if like he's trying to get me attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you mentioned business, I don't know why. I was seeing a shop window, and I was seeing, is it what they call, is it mannequins? Basically, like dummies, dolls type thing. Of like being dressed. So I don't know whether you're good at designing, good at fashion, but straight away, now, as soon as you said it, he was showing me the shop window. But it wasn't just one. The shop window was separated into segments, if you understand that. Right. But do you understand where this gentleman also comes in, where he wants me to sit with my back straight? He wants me to basically sit properly. So,
it's
to me...
probably my father, yeah.
Right, because to me, this man sounds like he would have been a man with a bit of authority as well, my love. Not... You know what I mean? In his voice, in his attitude, in his way, in his day-to-day life. Would I be right in saying that, please?
Yes, exactly. My father was a banker. Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. Would I be right in saying that you've also been to a demonstration of lately, please?
A demonstration?
Of mediumship. Have you also been to see a medium lately?
Demonstration? I've actually talked to a few on the telephone because I've been trying to contact my mother who passed recently.
Don't tell us, my love. He puts it across to me as demonstration, you see. Right, okay. Something about paying a lot of money. You paid too much money. Right, okay.
That's good to know.
Right. I'm not sure if I'm still with this gentleman, love. All of a sudden, I'm getting tremendous stomach pains. I'm getting a lot of stomach pains here. But I don't believe it's with him. Would I be right in saying that your mom was kind of, well, not small, but not tall, if you understand what I mean? I wanted to say about 5'2".
Probably in the end, a little smaller, yeah, what? 5'5" yeah.
What? Would I be right in also saying this lady also had kind of longish hair? It's like a wavy, permy effect?
No, that would probably be my sister.
Right.
I have a sister who's passed.
Oh, please, that's not me. But this... Right. I have to be polite as what I can be here. Would I be right in saying this lady also carried just a little bit extra weight, please?
Well, she had an alcohol problem, so she was a bit bloated in the end. She was
right, because I've got somebody standing here. They've got the hands on the hips, and they're trying to say that they've put the weight on around the hips. I know that they've put on, well, they are carrying weight, is the way that they put it across to me. Right. Right, if this is your mum, would I be right in saying your mum was like one of two people? She could be one way one minute and totally different the next. Do you understand
that? Yeah.
It's like one minute, snappy as anything the next. She could fly off the handle.
Uh-huh, yes.
Right, okay. Who's just recently been graded? Now, to me, when they say graded, I want to say somebody who's either like left high school, they've done the grades or something, as we say over here. Who's the person who's recently left school, please?
I have nieces and nephews down in Texas. One has just started into medical school this last year. And a couple of others that probably graduated, their younger kids, yeah.
Right, I'm going to say, because I'm getting a big thumbs up about the graduation. That's the word what I should have used in the first place, to be honest, is graduation. Right, so I'm getting a big thumbs up about that. But would I be right in saying that your mum wouldn't also, I want to say, mix and mingle with people? People that she didn't know, she wouldn't, to me, she wasn't one for mixing.
She was very nervous in the end when we had to put her in a nursing home because they sat her with people to eat dinner, you know, and she didn't like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's given me an effect in the head, love, as well, so I don't know whether this is towards the end of your mum's life on earth, but I feel like if I went to lift my head up off the pillow, I get dizzy straight away and I cannot forcibly get out of bed. I cannot get out of bed myself. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes, she couldn't get up very well, yeah.
Right. I'm going to say, because I'm going to also, again, I feel like I need to lean over the side of the bed, my love, and be physically sick. Do you understand that?
Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. I don't like the taste what she's putting in my mouth here. I'm tasting blood. So I don't know whether your mom would have also brought blood up in the sick. Do you understand that?
Yeah, it's kind of weird because both my sister and my mother did, but my mother, in the end, she was bleeding internally.
Right, because I'm getting something's wrong with the bladder. Something's wrong with the bladder, is what I'm being told.
She had kidney disease.
Right. I'm sorry, I've just got bladder, area of the show, bladder. Right, okay. I'm getting a big B name. So I don't know whether you can understand like the name of, is it Brenda or Barbara, or there's a big B name what is also linking in. A big B name. So to me, that's got to be quite close family or very, very, very close friend.
Oh, boy. Brenda, Barbara. I'm not sure offhand.
There's just a B name what they're just trying to say at the moment.
There's a woman that's very old, that's a good neighbor of mine in the other city where I was just in, where my mom's house is. Her name's Betty, but she's...
Right,
she's,
okay.
She's 98, and we're getting concerned about her.
Right.
Yeah.
My love, obviously, because you know the lady with the B name, you said it's Betty. Can you physically remember this lady? Would she keep rocking?
I think she rocks in a rocking chair a lot.
Right.
I just saw her about a month ago. So,
because if you could see where I'm sitting at the moment, I'm sitting on my bottom and I'm rocking as if I'm in a rocking chair, is what I'm physically doing. So I know that's what they're trying to say. But I've got to say, there's probably health issues around this lady because I'm also getting a lot of chest pains with that. Right. Okay. Right. Who's the male that's quite ill that's here, please, as well? There's a male that's quite ill.
Someone that's still living?
Someone that's still living that is quite ill at the moment. I've got to say, you've been in the presence of them lately.
Maybe my cousin, he's an alcoholic.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he was a recovering alcoholic. And
I was
going
to say, this person's tried to kick whatever habit it was, and it didn't work. It failed. But you beat me to it.
Right. He almost died 2 years ago, like within 24 hours of death, and then he pulled himself out, and now he's drinking again. So.
Right. Who used to work with hydraulics, my love? I'm seeing like hydraulic things here, like hydraulic rams or crushers or something.
No, he's in finances.
But can you link to anyone that's worked in hydraulic works, my love?
Not at the moment. Not at the moment. I can't. Most of my family and friends are in like a business office type setting.
Okay. Shocks. I know Mike. We want to try to go on to the next caller in a sec. Can I just say, have you got problems with your fingers, please, my love? Have you suffering pains in the ends of your fingers?
I have a bit of carpal tunnel when I use the computer too much. Yeah.
Right. I don't know if you like me, but I think this is what's trying to. Can you also bite your nails, please?
No, they get too long and then they just sort of chip off.
Right. Okay, so I know that it's weird what they're doing to my fingers here, but they just want to send a bit of healing to your fingers.
Okay.
Right, I don't know whether you felt like a tingling sensation or like pins and needles, but they're saying that's the healing what they're sending from the spirit world for you.
Oh, yeah, sometimes when I wake up in the morning, if I'm laying on my side, my hand will be numb, yeah.
And can I just quickly say, there's a person around you that needs to have duct tape on the mouth.
Okay.
You understand that? Can you understand that?
One of my sisters does.
Right. I'm going to say, Spirit World's saying they need a piece of tape over the mouth. Basically,
mm-hmm.
just to, you know what I mean, stop them. Whatever they're doing, I do feel like they're a little bit swearing or whatever, but they need to put the tape over them.
Okay,
my love. Thank you for letting me read you. Take the love from the spirit world. And thank you I said thank you again. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you, Jane, for calling in. And, I will just say there, Mike, and Jane. Jane, don't put any duct tape over anybody's mouth.
I won't do anything like that.
That could be illegal. No, please don't put any duct tape over anybody's mouth, because that could be illegal. But thank you, Jane, for calling. Please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike's World FM. I say thank you very much for calling in. Okay then, Mike, I think it's time that we went to our next song. Sit back and enjoy this one. Lovely song there by Coldplay. Mike, did you enjoy that one?
I did. I felt like getting up and dancing around the room.
Well, I thought you would, you know, because we started the show off with some lovely dedication songs and then kind of stepped up a gear because, you know, right here on Mike's Brother FM, we like to step up a gear every now and again.
Oh, yes.
How can people get hold of you, Michael?
I've got 2 pages on Facebook. Well, actually 4 pages. They can find me underneath my first one, which is Mick Paul Green. And then on the other one, it's Medium Mick Green. You can also look at me at 2 sites on my Facebook. One is called The Unforeseen Eye. And my other page is called Mick Green's Spirit Page.
Okay, so there's plenty of ways of getting a hold of you. So your primary Facebook page is at the Mick Paul Green, is it?
It is, mate, yeah.
Okay, so if people want to get a hold of you, and do you offer readings via the telephone or Skype?
I offer readings via Skype, Mike. I charge £20 an hour, which ain't too bad. And it's just enjoyable. I mean, I read people all over the world. I've done a reading for a lady the other week in Australia. It's just great, just connecting with people that you can't see and people that you don't know. So, you know what I mean? People can't say, oh, you know that person. You don't. You know what I mean? So I prefer it that way. So, yeah, it's great.
Most definitely. Well, you know, as everybody knows, you can get hold of me on Facebook by typing and searching for Mike Davis Medium. There is 2 pages, so just search for Mike Davis Medium. Even go over to Facebook and look for or search for Mike Spirit FM, and you'll find the Facebook page to the Mike Spirit FM network. And, you know, you can search me on www.mikedavismedium.com or even on www.mikespirit.fm. And that's the 2 websites that you can find me on. And, you know, either of them 2 websites, that's how you can catch me if you want to read in with myself, with me, Mike Davis, known as the People Psychic. I suppose you could say, make it this time, Star of Fate and Fortune.
Fair play, mate. Fair play. I am going to get the magazine, because I do want to read your story, to be honest.
I hope you do, Mike, because, you know, I know it's not on sale much longer. I think there may be another 10 days left for you to go and purchase that copy of that. And, you know, it makes good reading. It really does. I know you can't read it on Facebook, but you can see the article there in Facebook. I know I'm in there again next month under the quiz or the competition page. You can win a reading with myself, so remembering to enter into that for that free reading next month in July's edition, which comes out in just a few days' time, and win that reading there with myself. So that's Take a Break, Fate and Fortune. That's where you'll be able to find my story, and that's where you'll be able to find next month me in there to offer free readings. Mick, I know that we're going to be working together very soon. And
where
is that? How can people get hold of tickets for that?
Right. The event is called, it's Carers UK. It's for people that have to look after their loved ones, i.e. like children, before school and after school, but not just children, also adults. It's going to be a fundraising night on the 13th of September this year. At 7 o'clock, it's going to be at Warsaw Football Club, which is on Bescott Avenue in Warsaw. It's just off Junction 9 of the M6. It's going to be a fantastic night of mediumship with myself, with you, Mike, with our other good friend, Dave Williams, and, of course, with the lovely Kerry. I haven't met Kerry yet, and I'm dying to meet her. I know she's a fantastic medium. God bless her. And hopefully we're going to raise an absolute load of money. There is other stuff going on there. There's going to be raffle tickets. Entry fees, just £5 entry fee. The raffle tickets are £5 a sleeve. There's some amazing, amazing prizes. You will not believe your eyes. Whoever turns up, they will not believe their eyes. It's worth going. It's worth entering. It's worth just being there to support them. Charity, as you know, Mike, I know you do a lot of charity work. I love charity work. It's very close to my heart. And it's just going to be an absolutely cracking night on the 13th of September this year.
Yeah, yeah. So 13th of September this year, that's at the Walsall Rugby Club. Is that right? No, Football Club.
Football Club.
Football Club.
Bescott, yeah, Bescott Avenue in Walsall, West Midlands.
Well, I'm looking forward to working there. I know Kelly is. And Kelly's looking forward to meeting you as well, Mike, because Kelly was telling me, you know, that she actually owes you maybe a few digs. I know you didn't that meeting. because she said to me that, you know, there's been some winding up going on or whatever that means. I don't know.
We've always the same, Mike.
Looking forward to meeting you, because, you know, she did say to me, Mick Green, I'll have him. And what's going on there?
I usually start off plaguing Kerry and Elf here on the chat. They'll tag team up against me. On that night, they'll probably find me, a little boy, sitting up the corner, shaking. You know what I mean? But, I can't wait to meet her. She's got great energy about her, to be honest, Mike. And I know you're happy with that, and I'm so happy for you both. And it's just going to be a brilliant night, even if I do end up with two black eyes and I look like a panda after. But it'll be worth it, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I can't wait to meet her. It feels like it's ages off yet, and, you know what I mean, I'm just eager.
It's all for the good cause of the charity, you know, most definitely. Mike, I want to thank you dearly for coming on to the show. I know that our time has already beaten us. You know that we are, you know, I just don't know where the time goes when we do these shows here on Mike Spirit FM. The time just flies by. It really does. So, you know, don't forget, you can catch me on Facebook under Mike Davis Medium. You can catch Mick Green under Mick Paul Green on Facebook. You can catch me on www.MikeDavisMedium.com. Mike, all that's left for me to do is to say to you, would you come on again?
Oh, without a doubt, mate. Without a doubt. Can I just say, very quickly, thank you for having me on your show again. It's been absolutely fantastic.
Well, the pleasure's been all mine, Mike. It really has. But, you know, I want to say to everyone that's listening, or even everyone that's going to be listening in the archives, I want to say to you all, thanks very much for your continued support to the Mike Spirit FM network. But for me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Bye.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info. Or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend. Or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.